The Warriors host the Oklahoma City Thunder on Saturday evening, and on Thursday night got back to action after the All-Star break, facing the Clippers at Oracle Arena. And early going, Klay Thompson reaching the 10,000 points plateau for his career on a night where he finished with 19 points, as Kevin Durant delivered 24 points with 8 assists, providing a great spark through much of the evening. And Stephen Curry, just tremendous. 8 three-pointers on the way to 44 points and 10 assists as the Clippers battled, but the Warriors take it 134-127, the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I liked our start. We got off to a better start. And for the most part, took care of the ball pretty well. I thought we had a stretch there in the first half where we kind of lost focus, and that allowed the Clippers to get back in the game. We lost the possession battle, which, well, you know, is important to us. You know, they got 13 more field goal attempts than us, and the same number of free throws. So, you know, we shot 63% and at home, and the game came down to the wire. So, you know, it wasn't perfect, but there were a lot of good things that we can build on, and I think we're trending in the right direction.
You started JaVale tonight, and you know, sounds like I got some minutes, but did it seem like you got the clarity you needed on the center position? Do you see that?
Yes,
going
it's
forward?
All. Yes, it's all. it was like this light just came through the clouds, and it was like, oh my God! Right. Now I know everything I need to know.
But
so. I couldn't resist. Sorry.
More along the lines, what do you see with that position going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. I mean, we're just trying something a little different. That's all. And we got off to a good start. So, you know, we'll do it again Saturday. We'll see where it all goes. And, you know, we're experimenting a little bit. And you saw, you know, we did a couple of other things as well. But we're just trying to get a little spark. And biggest thing is playing for the full 48 and staying solid and keeping our body language right and keeping our energy high. And because it takes a full effort. It's not easy to win an NBA game. It's really not. And it takes the full 48, and we're not there yet.
When you say that you'll do it again Saturday, you'll go again with JaVale on Saturday?
Yeah. He'll start again Saturday. So.
Yeah, Steve, you also you kind of cut down the rotation a little bit, maybe 9.5. You did some other tweaks. Is this your coaching staff decide, okay, it's got to be different things that you're going to be for the last 24 games or so?
We're just tweaking a couple things just to take a look. You know, we started a little differently. We've rotation changed slightly. I don't think that stuff is earth-shattering, though. I really don't. I don't think those little tweaks are the difference between us performing at a championship level and, you know, playing where we've played the last month. I don't think that's, you know, sometimes you do something to give a little spark and maybe try to change something. But it always comes down to the same things, you know. I don't know who the NFL coach was who said block and tackle. You got to block and tackle, you know. You got to basketball, you got to take care of the ball, and you got to defend. And you know, we had our moments tonight, our talent took over, but you know, we got some work to do still.
Klay became the 10th guy in franchise history to score 10,000 points. What's it like coaching a guy like Klay?
It's an absolute joy coaching Klay because he's a machine out there. You know, you can depend on him every night at both ends. Brilliant two-way player. You know, guards the best perimeter player on the opposition. Comes down. You know, works without the ball, doesn't need the ball, unbelievably low maintenance, you know, emotionally. I mean, if he has a bad game, he seems fine. If he has a great game, he's fine. He just comes to work every day. And very little maintenance with Klay, and he's fun to be around. He's got a wicked sense of humor that you guys don't get to see very often. But he's a wonderful player and just a fantastic guy to coach.
Steve, there was a moment in the fourth where the Clippers had a little run. They brought it within two, and you didn't call timeout in that moment. And Draymond said he appreciated that there's a level of trust. There's a level of letting the guys on the court just figure it out. Is that what was in your mind, too, that figure it out guys moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are moments like that in the game where you know, guys have to play through stuff. You can't keep calling timeouts, and you want to keep your timeouts for the end of the game so you can advance the ball. And I had already used my extra one, I think, in the first half. So I wasn't going to use one there, and they figured it out well, and I thought we responded well.
Four or five questions, and we haven't asked about the guy who scored 44 points on 18 shots. Was this getting him into it anything you did, or was it just Steph's at this taking the moment and making the shots that you
did? It's mostly me. Yeah, mostly me, and then a little bit Steph. We didn't do anything differently. We very rarely go into a game thinking, you know, who's going to get shots. And we know that Kevin and Clay and Steph are going to all, you know, get the most shots, but we don't ever really think about getting one guy going, getting another guy going. We think about how we're going to attack the opposition. You know, maybe some play calls and stuff, but that was just, you know, Steph having a brilliant night.
You mentioned earlier before the game that you wanted to get you guys kind of rolling more in the first quarter. You guys got off to some sluggish starts, you know, in the past. What did JaVale bring at the center position that Zaza doesn't?
Well, they're very different players. I think, you know, you guys can see that. It's just a different look.
You're not one usually to go to the same play time and again, and especially not the pick and roll, but the last, I think, four possessions in a row late, you guys ran that same double screen with Steph. Was it just an obvious mismatch you guys thought you could take advantage of, or was there anything particular that caused you to decide you wanted to do
that? Well, it was working, you know, it was working. So when something like that works, and, you know, there's no sense in going away from it, so.
Lou Williams did score 50 the last time against you guys. Scored some points, but a pretty high volume to do it. Were there different principles involved in this one? Like, were you not switching or trying to avoid the switch with them? Were you sending extra help?
I thought last time we played them, we were completely out of it defensively. We had no aggressiveness at all. I thought tonight we were better with him, even though he scored his points. We made him work harder. We blitzed him a little bit, and we stayed more aggressive on the ball with him.
And after the game on Saturday against the Thunder, the Warriors hit the road for three games where they will take on the Knicks in New York, the Wizards in Washington, D.C., and then the Hawks to wrap up the three-game trip in Atlanta. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.